Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
16 seconds to go in the game. Shuck dropping back, wants to sail one toward the end zone, and Xavier Watts has another one. Interception by Watts will be his third of the year.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys, get the strong arm. We're about to go into Man Up Monday, but you guys are playing in this tournament today. So are there any goals that you're looking for when you're out there? I mean, obviously, there's goal A, which is winning, right?
Yeah. Well, that's
no.
It's not. Yeah, you always go out there and you say, yeah, let's see what happens. But that's going to – there's some good golfers in this tournament. That's the one thing about this tournament is it's very it's still golf, you know, even though it's a scramble.
I think I like where your head's at. And normally any time I'm in a competitive situation, I do say the goal is always winning. Mm-hmm. Always winning. Like, and I don't want that – I don't want to get that lost in this conversation. But I have played in – hundreds of these events over the years, right? And I've never even come close. So the goal today is going to be to simply enjoy a little fellowship, hang out with a bunch of listeners and friends and everything else, and just enjoy the day because it is going to be beautiful outside and it should be a lot of fun to play a round of golf. I'm not even going to begin to put the pressure on myself saying the goal is to win. It's not. It's really not. We're not even going to come close today.
Mike said something when he got here. He said, I just want one facet of my game to work, whether it's the driver, the wedge, the putter, the mid-irons, right? The last 2 years of this tournament, for whatever reason – the round before I played in it, I went to just crap. Like something, you know, you get broke. And golf's weird. You can get over a golf ball and not know what to do. Like literally, and I was broken for the last two times, obviously the first 2 years of this tournament. This might be the best I've ever felt going into it. Not that that's good, but I just feel like I know when I get over the ball, I feel good. I think my driver's going to work today. I think I'm going to be the guy off the tee today for us, which is rare because I suck with my driver.
Your brow is furrowed. Mike, what is
Well, I played with Bo Thursday.
Yeah.
And you asked us who won, and I said the course did because nothing that either one of us did. But like we stopped keeping score.
That was the first time I'd played in over a month, and I got this finger issue.
Well, that's why I'm genuinely curious as to what you feel led you to believe that you're going to play well today off the tee.
I didn't say that. I just said I feel like it.
It seems
like
it.
The last 2 times I went to this tournament, I had no confidence.
Who am I to question this man, Allie? Who am I?
Well, you know what? You're not going to – you know. See? You know what he's doing? He's trying to shame me again into coming off of my thought process. I'm not doing it. You're a shamer. That's what you are.
Sometimes I need a little bit of evidence. That's
Allie, he's a shamer. He's that guy. If you say something to Connie, he's like, "Oh, are you sure you want to feel that way? Is that what you think?" Wow,
it's called having a conversation. You know what I mean?
Oh, is that what conversations are? I feel good about this. Are you sure? Maybe you shouldn't.
I just hope you both have fun today.
That's
really,
and which brings us back to square one, Alan. That's the goal today.
That is square
that
one.
That is the goal.
Everybody having a great time at the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. All right, Dylan, it's time for you to take it away for Man Up Monday.
All right, fellas. I'm not going to lie. Not y'all's best week. Mike, you were okay. I got to call your performance mid this week. You went 2-2. That puts your record at 29-21-1 overall. Bo, you got to bounce back this upcoming week because this past weekend, 1-4, brother. 1-4. You are now at 26-1.
Hold on a second.
That's a good point here.
How was I 1-4?
Oh, I'm sorry. 1-3. 1-3. I'm sorry.
And Mike was 2-2.
See, this is why I can't believe this. My bad. 1-3. So you're at 26-25.
Here we go.
26-25. I'm sorry. 20. But still, I mean, the point remains that you need to bounce back this weekend, brother.
Okay, well, thanks. But so does your addition.
26.
But you're right. I had a tough weekend.
The Colts game
was rough. The Bucks laid an egg, which killed both of us.
And
that was rough.
And I'm glad you actually brought that up. I'm sorry I'm going to interrupt you there because that's what you guys got to listen to. You guys both took the Bucks +7 this weekend, and it didn't work out great for either one of y'all.
I am going to take the Buccaneers plus the points in this one. And I think that when I look at Baker Mayfield, he does not strike me as the kind of guy that's going to let you lose by more than a touchdown in a game that has this amount of significance. He's just too much of a gamer, and I think he'll will this team to at least be within 7.
They lost by 12 on the road last week, which is partly why I think this line is so big with as red hot as the Rams have had. I don't see it happening 2 weeks in a row. I agree with Mike. I'm taking the Bucks and the points.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Psych!
No, man. Look, I still stand by what I said. If Baker's playing the second half, he doesn't allow it to get that out of hand.
Well,
but he didn't. Teddy Bridgewater played the second half. So there you go. I'm gonna blame that on the injury.
Yeah. They were down 31-7 when he got hurt. I mean, that game was. They absolutely Matthew Stafford was phenomenal last night. He absolutely made some terrific throws.
Yeah, Devontae Adams, incredible. It stunk because Kyron Williams, who our fantasy running back, he just was not part of the game plan. They were like, we don't need you. We're good. We're just going to throw it around the yard. That'll be good. So, yeah, but 2-2 is not going to get it done, Dylan, so I appreciate that.
Yeah. Where do you think Devontae Adams' happiness level is this season compared to last season?
Insanely high.
Exactly.
Insanely high, and you can see it in the way he catches the ball. And after every – like there was like 2 catches in a row he had last night where there were penalties that took it back, and he was just like, oh, it's cool. You know what I mean? Ah, it's all good. So, no worries. I'm sure that he'll throw me the ball again, and I don't blame him. So there you go.
So just one more time to recap, Mike 2-2 this past weekend. You're at 29-21-1. Bo 1-3 this past weekend, and you're at 26-25 overall.
Yeah, I do still have 3 other NFL storylines I want to get to. Dylan, let's go ahead and hit Mic'd Up. As a reminder, Mic'd Up today and every day brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Coming at family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I've got 3 storylines from the NFL yesterday that some of you definitely paid attention to one of these and another couple that maybe you didn't see. I want to start with the New England Patriots. Obviously, an interesting game yesterday for them in a lot of different ways. They're able to come up with a 26-20 victory over the Cincinnati Bengals, Bo. But I don't know if you happened to notice during the game the rough stretch of things that happened to New England. You and I in the pregame show and the postgame show just a few weeks ago when they're playing the New England Patriots, we talked about the rookies on the left side of the offensive line. Jared Wilson, the former Georgia Bulldog. Will Campbell, the former LSU Tiger. And they were the first starting left side combination in 10 years in the NFL. And the second team to do it this century to start week one, 2 rookies on the left side of the offensive line. Unfortunately, they got carted off yesterday, both of them. New England has a lot of questions left to answer on that offensive line. There was also one more injury. I believe Morgan Moses was the other one on the right side. A very, very rough day for New England in a lot of different ways, even though they come out with a victory.
Yeah, I think Moses was considered an illness. I do believe he came back. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
I obviously wasn't watching the game, so if you know that guy that wants to call in and like try to correct me randomly when I'm wrong on stuff, I'm not 100% sure, but that's what I read. It's brutal for them. This is a team playing as well as anybody in the league, and now the entire left side of your line is gone.
Yep.
Ugh. And Drake May is a little bit prone to taking sacks anyways right now, still kind of processing things. So that was the thing I thought about Kirk yesterday. Kirk was quick.
Yeah, he was.
With his process, boom, and then get the ball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fall off.
Process, boom, get the ball out of there. Vidarian Lowe came in at left tackle. Ben Brown came in at left guard. Both those guys, four-year veterans of the NFL. So we'll keep an eye on that throughout the rest of the season. All right, here's a story you probably did pay attention to yesterday. Shedeur Sanders gets his first start of his career. They get a victory over in Cleveland. Here's what he had to say afterwards.
I feel like they respect the way I go about my business. And being a backup and everything, sometimes you have to compromise your personality and change the way how you do things, you know, to never step on anybody's toes. So the fact that I got an opportunity and I was able to show the organization, show everybody who I really am, then that was truly exciting. So I was off balance for a little bit, you know, past couple months of my life, but it was different. But I'm thankful, you know, to be back where I am.
11 of 20, 209 yards, did have a 66-yard completion to Jerry Jeudy, although that one ended in a fumble for Jerry Jeudy because he didn't see somebody coming up behind him and the ball got knocked out. Either way, a victorious debut for Shedeur Sanders. I don't know how much of this game you guys got to see. Obviously, Bo and I were doing the pregame show while a lot of this was going on, but nonetheless, man, he's victorious in his first ever start. I'm happy for him. I think that this is a situation that when he was fourth or fifth on the depth chart, everybody in front of him have kind of moved out of the way, and he gets to step in and actually showcase what he can do.
I'll be curious what happens when Dylan Gabriel gets healthy from the concussion.
Yeah.
He did exactly what he needed to do.
I agree.
And that is all you can ever ask for a quarterback making his first start. I don't know what he's talking about, that soundbite about.
Talked himself in a circle, didn't he?
Yeah, and then he was right back to – if he was not himself for a couple of months, he was right back to being there yesterday. But good for him.
Yeah, like, that's
absolutely
how I feel.
Good for him. There's this whole thing that there are people that hate him. I don't believe that there's people that hate him. I believe there's fatigue with hearing about the situation, but I don't believe anybody's – I'm sure there are. I don't know anybody that's personally pulling for him to fail.
No, I agree with you. There is a sense of cockiness when it comes to the way he does talk, and I think a lot of people didn't appreciate how he reportedly went about the draft situation.
Right, well, and even that clip that we just played, it's dripping with confidence.
Like, yes, it is.
I hope –
it's a good way to put it.
Does not come back to bite him down the line.
That is interesting the way he put it. And, you know, he says that he knows he's the guy. And I guess we'll find out throughout the rest of the season if he is, in fact, the starter when Dylan Gabriel is not. Final thing I want to talk about, Chip Kelly was fired as the offensive coordinator. And this is, I guess, a warning shot to a lot of the college coaches that are like, man, I don't want to recruit. I don't want to do a lot of this. Chip Kelly goes from UCLA, obviously, to Ohio State, wins a national title, decides, I don't want to do that either. I'm going to go to the NFL. Here is what Pete Carroll had to say yesterday about the offense.
We're pretty disappointed about this one. But if you don't score, you can't win, you know, and we couldn't score. And it was an incredible game of defense on both sides, their team, our team. The numbers are, you know, whatever, they're next to nothing. And we had opportunities to make big plays, and we didn't hit them.
Yeah, you didn't hit them. Chip Kelly, obviously, the first domino to fall. I'm curious how this Pete Carroll experiment kind of works out there in Las Vegas. They bring him in. They bring in Geno Smith. They bring in Chip Kelly. It has not gone well. As a matter of fact, it has been awful, to say the least. They draft Ashton Jeanty. He has not been very good. Nothing that team is doing seems to be working, and I think that this is a perfect example of you can put all the right pieces in the right place, and it doesn't always come together.
You know, fan bases want to blame people that sometimes don't have anything to do with things and sometimes do, and sometimes you don't know. How much of this is Tom Brady's fault? How much of what they've done has been Tom Brady telling Mark Davis, this is what we should do, we should do this, we should do that? How much of this is on Tom Brady? Look, he's a part of the ownership group, isn't he? He's very active. Whenever anything happens good, they give him pub about being a part of it.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Throwing it out there, man. Everybody's got to have the same the same vision, the same identity for that club moving forward. It's not working out there right now, so I'll be curious to see how that all pans out. Again, Geno Smith, 30 of 44 for 285, but it just you come up short, man. That's a 24-10 loss to Shedeur Sanders, Cleveland Browns yesterday. So there you have it.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Look, it is a Falcons victory Monday. Celebrate with us. What questions do you have about yesterday's game? 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next with the morning shift, and we are live from the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.